Good day, everyone, and welcome to the TGS First Quarter 2018 Earnings Release Conference Call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Christian Johansson, CEO of TGS. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the TGS First Quarter 2018 Conference Call. My name is Christian Johansson, CEO of TGS, and joining me today is our CFO, Sven Børre Larsen. As you know, effective from Q1 this year, TGS will be pre-announcing quarterly revenue numbers no later than the sixth trading day after quarter close. Our revenues for Q1 are therefore known to the market, and as you know, they were surprisingly good, and we were very pleased with our results in Q1. This morning, we posted our first quarter earnings release and hosted a webcast from Oslo. I hope that you had an opportunity to view this morning's release, and we will now just give you a brief summary of the main points before opening the call to your questions. In the first quarter 2018, based on our segment reporting, TGS had total net revenues of $135 million, which were up 56% from Q1 of last year. Improved market conditions helped us to achieve a broad-based growth in late sales, which at $115 million, we're up 67% from the same quarter of last year. In fact, this is the third best first quarter ever in terms of late sales for TGS. Pre-funding revenues were $18 million, up 15% from 1 year ago, funding 57% of our operational multi-client investments. These investments were about $31 million, in addition to $3 million from risk-sharing arrangements. Operating profit in Q1 was $25 million, representing 18% of net revenues, and this compares to $2 million in Q1 of 2017. Earnings per share were 13 cents, up from 2 cents 1 year ago. TGS continued its strong track record of cash generation with a free cash flow of $71 million, resulting in a cash balance of $302 million. This is in addition to an undrawn $75 million RCF. Quarterly dividend is maintained at 20 cents per share in Q2 of 2017, which is up 33% from 1 year ago. Our Q1 performance was driven by strong late sales across all regions, indicating that there has been an improvement in the underlying fundamentals for the global market for seismic data. The combination of higher oil price and lower cost base means that E&P companies now have more operating cash flow that can be used for growth investments. While we still expect some volatility in multi-client results, our counter-cyclical strategy has clearly positioned TGS to benefit from the improved market conditions. The financial guidance for 2018 is unchanged and is as follows. New multi-client investments of approximately $260 million. Additional investments expected from sales of existing surveys with risk-sharing arrangements. And pre-funding of new multi-client investments are expected to be approximately 45% to 50%. At this time, we will open the call for your questions. Please press star 1 to post your questions.
Once again, everyone, that is star 1 to ask questions, and we'll pause for a moment to assemble the queue. We do have a question from Christopher Mologuin with Carnegie.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. In terms of the multi-client investments you made in first quarter, were there anything in particular that caused them to be relatively low, or were it just a reflection that the rates for the capacity you use are very low? Thank you.
Yeah, I think it's probably the latter. I mean, we still have very healthy rates in terms of acquiring new seismic surveys, both offshore and onshore, and both 2D and 3D. And as you see from the project schedule on page 26, we had a 2D in Egypt and a 3D in the U.S. GOM in the quarter. And then we had a few onshore projects, and they all we were really taking advantage of very favorable vessel and acquisition economics on these surveys. So that's probably the answer to that.
Thank you.
As a reminder, everyone, that is star 1. And we'll take our next question from Sahar Islam with UBS.
Hi, thank you for taking my questions. I have two, please, if that's okay. Firstly, on the late sales, I know you said that the geographically it's relatively broad spread, but within, if we look within that, was it relatively lumpy around licensing rounds, certain types of customers? Is there anything within that 1Q late sales number that we should be aware of, not extrapolating out?
Thank you for your question, and your question is related to our late sales in Q1, and as I said this morning on the call, there were no one-offs, no extraordinary late sales in Q1. We had many sales and relatively small sales. We had a good geographical distribution of sales. I think you will see from the segment reporting that we had a quite decent quarter in Europe and also in North and South America. North and South America is mainly U.S. Gulf of Mexico, where we see some pickup in demand, despite the fact that the license round wasn't a great success in terms of the number of companies participating. But we still had healthy sales in the U.S. GOM, and Europe has been very good for the past couple of quarters, and this is partly related to the upcoming license rounds and the award of the 24th round in Q2. So, again, no specific very large outstanding deal that stands out. Very healthy sales in all regions, and a clear market improvement in the regions where we're doing business. So in that sense, it's very positive.
Thank you. And then my second question was on cost. And I know this morning you said that you're not seeing any inflation on the vessel side. But how should we think about operational costs in terms of bonuses, other costs which should increase as the cycle starts to pick up for this year and next year, please?
Well, I think in terms of vessel rates, we haven't seen an increase in rates, and we have locked in some of the capacity. If you look at our project schedule again on page 26 of the earnings release, you see that we have secured capacity for 2D or multi-beam projects for the remainder of the year, and we also have a few 3Ds offshore. And what I can say is that we don't expect to pay more than we've done in the past, so we don't see any pickup in that regard. And onshore has been quite stable lately. We don't see a pickup in rates. So in that regard, I think we're facing a market that is pretty much unchanged from 2017. I think it's a good question, and it's an important question too. And we get some questions about, you know, what does it take to increase our investment significantly? And I think the answer to that is that we probably need higher rates, because we're investing in a lot of data if you just measure it by kilometers or square kilometers. But the main reason why investments are lower than in the previous cycle is that we simply pay a much lower rate for capacity. In terms of the operational cost, I will have Sven Børre Larsen, our CFO, comment on that.
Yeah. So in terms of operational costs, we of course have cut quite a bit of costs since the peak in 2014. We probably cut our cash cost base by 40% or something like that, and we understand that we may have to increase costs a little bit when the markets get better and we get more busy. But we have a plan in place in order to keep costs under control when I think we can conclude that the worst is behind us in this down cycle. So you may see for a period of time a little bit higher cost increase than the general inflation, but it shouldn't be very much in the longer term. So we continue to have a very strong focus on costs and try to be as disciplined as possible.
Thank you very much.
As a reminder, everyone, that is star 1 to ask a question, and we'll pause for a moment. And as a final reminder, everyone, that is star 1 to ask a question or make a comment. And there are no further questions at this time. I'd like to turn the conference back over to Kristian Johansen for any additional or closing remarks.
Okay, thank you very much, everyone. There wasn't a whole lot of questions today, so I take it as a sign that you have read the report and you understood the report. I will just reiterate that we are very pleased with the start of 2018. positive oil price momentum and oil company cash flow is clearly supportive for our business and a more positive outlook. So thanks for calling in today, and I look forward to announcing our next quarterly results in August. Thank you very much.
And that concludes today's presentation. Thank you for your participation, and you may now disconnect.